Starting 26th of August.
I'm Tobias, airport chaplain.
At Australia's most chaotic airport resides its steadiest hero.
You must have a few stories.
The Airport Chaplain starts 26th of August on SBS and on demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Giorgia Chiellini, thank you so much for joining SBS News today. How are you reflecting on your time in Australia so far?
Thank you for having me. We are enjoyed our time in Australia. I've been here in Sydney in 2014. Space and time is a different place, but the sense of quietness and really good style of life is the first thing that we had here in Perth when we arrived. I think it's a good time for the players preparing the new season, for the club, and for us to connect with our fans.
Besides this interview, of course, what has been your favourite memory of your time here in Perth?
The Australian football game yesterday was really exciting. I've never watched any Australian football game live, just a few clips and images. It was really nice.
Not many people explain to us a bit about the sort of the financial gap between the City R and the Premier League, and why is the English league generating more than, you know, over two times the revenue of the Italian league?
It depends on TV rights, international TV rights, and Premier League has a launch and work on the international TV rights much earlier than anyone else, and they are now having this type of advantage compared to all the others league. The Spanish clubs are competing a bit more because of Barcelona and Real Madrid. They are two iconic clubs that are followed all over the world.
How do you sort of turn that attention from people who in Australia anyway watch the Premier League a lot to now also try and watch the City R, and does having, you know, all these events and the business and the networking here in Perth for you help sort of close that gap?
The gap is getting bigger and bigger, and it's not easy now to challenge with that. I think that Serie A is really attractive and nice to watch. Nothing compared to the Premier League. It's a different league. It's not better or worse. It's a different style of play. Of course, that they have some very nice game. We have something to show. The league is very competitive. Of course, the Italian as a place, as a country, as a value, we have a lot to share all over the world.
Can you talk us about the purpose of visits like these? Like, it's not just bringing these massive games to Australia, but what sort of, I guess, benefit for the club?
About connecting with fans is about start to understand what is the favorite content and things that really the fans could appreciate here. It's not just having the preseason as a sport in the brand. It's create a relationship all over the world. We have been a lot of times in the U.S. in the last years, and it was so much time that we didn't come here in the east part of the world. It's a long trip, but here we can find really a good weather and good infrastructure in order to train well and prepare in the season in the best way possible. I felt a really great connection with the Australian community, not just the Italian heritage, but also the Australian community in general. Then I hope that we can really create a good feel, a pattern, relationship, and part that is beyond these numbers are very different. And that's what we can show to the to Australia and to every other part in the world. We have a very long history. Our rivalries are very nice, and probably it's the first time that all the three Italian big clubs are together in the same place here in Australia to compete each other. I think that we have found a lot of love from the fans.
You've achieved so much in your football career, 9 Serie A titles, 5 Coppa Italia, and of course the 2020 Euros with Italy. Was there anything that you've regretted in your career? And if there was one thing you could say, what would that be?
I lost a lot of games. I was lucky to win a lot of games, but there's no regrets in my career.
When you think about that little boy when you were growing up, before all this success, what's the first memory of your mum and dad that comes to mind? Something maybe they said or something maybe they did for you that shaped you the person you are today?
Well, I still remember when I started playing football at 5 years old. My mom and dad never forced me to play, they never forced me to be the champion or whatever. I grew up in a very normal family, very small town in Tuscany. I was always obliged to study before going to football because I need to have a good grade, because if it's not, my mom would have not permit me to play football.
And finally, you've always had the reputation as one of the fiercest players on the... No one knows about
it. Oh, I think that after so many years, everything knows everything about me. That there's no real secret or no phobia or something other. Yeah, I always had this type of two different personality, but in a good way, just to compete and try to win on the pitch, and as a very calm guy off the pitch. In the last phase of my career was very much more calm also on the field, because we realized that it doesn't matter to be so nervous or tense before the game.
Thank you so much for your time, Giorgio Chiellini.
My pleasure.
Medibank has cover designed to be used, like getting $500 back in value on up to two dental checkups at Members Choice Advantage providers on eligible extras. Search Medibank Value. Live better with Medibank.